The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of November, 2008. It's the birthday of the philosopher and literary critic Roland Barthes, born in Cherbourg, France, in 1915. He suffered from tuberculosis, and because of his frequent relapses, periods of time he had to spend in sanitariums, he could not hold down a teaching job. So instead of writing long books about great works of literature, he began to support himself by writing short essays about popular culture. And Roland Barthes became one of the first literary critics to apply literary theory to things like movies and burlesque, toys, wrestling matches. He said, "I've tried to be as eclectic as I possibly can with my professional life, and it's been pretty fun." And it's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Hanan al-Sheikh, born in Beirut in 1945, came from a strict Shia family and knew from a young age that she wanted to be a writer, she said, because it allowed her to release anger and frustration at male members of her family who had the power to control her freedom. Worked as a journalist in the 60s and 70s, published her first novel in 1970, Suicide of a Dead Man, written in Arabic, in which the middle-aged male narrator is obsessed with a young girl. And 10 years later, she wrote The Story of Zara. She told an interviewer, "I know that it had to do with my bottled-up self and my subconscious, for when I released the top, everything exploded on paper." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Sharon Olds, entitled The Wedding Vow. I did not stand at the altar. I stood at the foot of the chancel steps with my beloved, and the minister stood on the top step holding the open Bible. The church was wood, painted ivory inside, no people, God's stable, perfectly cleaned. It was night, spring, outside a moat of mud, and inside from the rafters flies fell onto the open Bible, and the minister tilted it and brushed them off. We stood beside each other, crying slightly with fear and awe. In truth, we had married that first night in bed. We had been married by our bodies, but now we stood in history. What our bodies had said mouth to mouth, we now said publicly, gathered together, death. We stood holding each other by the hand. Yet I also stood as if alone for a moment just before the vow, though taken years before, took. It was a vow of the present and the future, and yet I felt it to have some touch on the distant past, or the distant past on it. I felt the silent, dry, crying ghost of my parents' marriage there, somewhere in the bright space, perhaps one of the plummeting flies bouncing slightly as it hit, forsaking all others, then was brushed away. I felt as if I had come to claim a promise, the sweetness I'd inferred from their sourness, and at the same time that I had come congenitally unworthy to beg. And yet I had been working toward this hour all my life. And then it was time to speak. He was offering me, no matter what, his life. That is all I had to do that evening to accept the gift I had longed for, to say I had accepted it, as if being asked if I breathe. Do I take? I do. I take as he takes. We have been practicing this. Do you bear this pleasure? I do. A poem by Sharon Olds, The Wedding Vow, from The Unswept Room, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm, edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.